You know what's funny? That's not even really an issue. Like a lot of people would say that's an issue. A lot of, probably even a lot of rap artists are scared to get older, are scared. It's not really an issue. I thought it would be me too. Like Biggie Smalls got a line, you know, like being broke at 30, giving a nigga the chills, you know. So being 30 was a big thing. We didn't think we'd make it to be 25. So if we made it past that, then we need some paper. And we, you know, so every day I look at it like, wow, another year. Every day is a blessing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, where do I see myself? I'm waiting for the rap game to catch up. And not to sound arrogant, that's just a generational thing. That's just a generational thing. When the young guys come out, they hit me on the BlackBerry. You know what I'm saying? Real rap. So, and it's love because, you know, they can tell I love them. And it's just like, we speaking from different perspectives. So that's why they appreciate the older stuff, because they kind of like it, or the guys that's older than them, because they can see where their future might be. You know what I'm saying? But meanwhile, they're reinventing the game from the early stage, from the young stage. So we help each other.
Yeah. I think in that sense also, you're comparing basically singers to rappers. And a lot of dancehall artists don't really have the kind of longevity you're talking about. And also, you have still a lot of hip-hop acts who, even in their older stages, can still rock crowds. You got KRS-One, the man who's still a rock crowd. You know what I mean? So you have enough man who's still a rock crowd. I mean, a lot of those older artists that you're speaking about also don't really make current records now. They go and sing the hits that are from their age. You know what I mean? So, but I don't really agree with the statement, but you make 100% still, you know? Yeah.